I thought that would work.
What?
What you, you thought that would
you
work?
You thought dropping the gun was going to work? Dude, what the hell are you doing, man?
Don't do it anymore. What?
The Citrus Zen?
I told you this already.
But you put it on the fuck. You put it on the table to show me, man.
No, because I was going to take one.
You were showing
and then
it off.
I forgot.
Mm. I'm glad that we're getting to the point with nicotine. This is how all drugs should be.
Yeah.
You should not be enjoying nicotine, sitting back, smoking a cigar, having it slowly enter your body and saying, oh,
cigars
my God.
Cigars look like poopy.
First of all,
I'm
going to
say
poop.
It.
But I'm you should, everything like this, you should be taking it.
You got some crap in the middle of your...
Bro, I got the fake Oakleys that
the
got
Folkleys?
Eczema, man.
Your Oakleys got eczema.
Look at them. Look
That's
at them
That's an Action Bronson lyric.
My Oakleys
my
got...
My Oakleys got eczema!
You see it?
I do see it. I do. Oh, those might be real, and then they, like, the coating, that happens sometimes. The
do you
coating
think they
gets
sell
all...
real Oakleys for $1?
Where'd you get them?
The store?
What
the
store?
The
dollar store.
The Chinese store?
Are Oakleys expensive?
Yeah.
Why?
They're expensive,
They've
man. It cost me one fucking
man,
dollar. It's already
one
falling
that
apart.
Doesn't have sunglasses on.
I got an Oakley backpack.
Oh, you guys are wearing sunglasses because of the sun.
Oh,
oh wow. Wait, I just... I wasn't even meaning to do that. I just, my eyes hurt.
That's incredible. I almost put sunglasses on also, but I don't want to ruin my... my amazing lion makeup that I did.
Okay,
lion.
Well, we're getting into it early, guys.
No, this is a lion. You can see the mane? The red is the mane, and then the white...
Oh, and the mustache is part of the mane.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to do full face.
Why?
Because I have to do something after this.
You did you did a bit of a Zoo Pals.
Yeah, I do look like a Zoo Pal.
All right, let's walk it through the whole thing. Guys, welcome to the 5 Weeks of Planets. Week
five.
Day 1.
Day 1.
The motherfucking sun.
I
don't
want
this shit
to
end.
I
want
there
to
be more planets
discovered.
Oh my God. Wait, I just remembered I have the most insane news to share. I'm sorry to do this right at the top, but this is really important. This changed my life forever this morning.
Well, tell my ass, man. Stop
so
making me sit here.
I saw this on Twitter, or I guess I should say X.
Yes.
I saw this on X this morning. Do you know how every year the Japanese make a list of birthdays that are the most lucky and fortunate birthdays for that year? And
you're
the kidding. 2024 birthday list has dropped.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Wait.
Now, I want you to zoom in here and look at birthday number one, bro.
Now, I just want to show you what this looks like first.
Birthday number one.
What's the number one most lucky birthday in 2024?
7-4. Cameron, that's your 7-4, birthday.
7-4, bro. That's my birthday.
The 4th of July.
Number one most lucky birthday. I am the luckiest guy, number one guy for 2024.
That's fucking crazy.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Is my birthday on here?
Every birthday's on there, man.
Wait,
it's ranked?
It's ranked from 1
birthday
to 366.
Okay. 7-23. The day of the first day of Leo, which is why I'm dressed up like a lion.
Oh, because of the sun.
Because of the sun.
I don't know.
7-21 is number 25. I can't look at this now. I'm gonna if I know what my luck is, then I know
Let's
I'm gonna
see.
Have a
see,
bad year.
I couldn't believe I can tell you I was in full denial when I saw my birthday on there to the point where I was like, oh, you know what? That must be April 7th. Maybe they do it backwards, but they don't, bro. It's my birthday. I'm number one luckiest.
Holy crap.
It literally is changing my life permanently.
Holy shit.
Permanently?
Yeah, well, it hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
So it's still
guess what the second worst birthday is?
What?
Fucking April Fool's Day, man.
Oh, well, yeah.
That makes sense.
And the absolute worst is August 19th. That's the least lucky birthday. If you are born on August 19th, I feel fucking sorry.
Yeah,
you're only
every 4 years do you get a chance to be as low as you are on that list. Mm-hmm. You're number 366, not 365.
Ooh. Yeah, 300. Exactly. That is
a leap year?
Literally so fucking unlucky.
Is next year a leap year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
366.
We got to do something for that this year.
Dude, I can't find my
birthday. We
got
to do something for that this year. It's going
to
be amazing.
Bro, we have to do something for it.
We have to do something for Leap Day.
All right, what should we do?
I don't even know. I'm too excited to even think.
It's a free day. Well, let's just go somewhere.
I've never done shit for Leap Day.
Yeah. Well, is Leap Day when an episode comes out this year?
Well, wait, no, Leap Day. Here, so Leap Day, what we should do for Leap Day is just do something that will be erased from history when it's over.
Oh,
so we do something we will regret.
So fucking bad.
Yeah, like we could have a relationship with each other.
Can you throw me a cup?
You want to have a relationship with us?
So I can get rid of this.
Well, I don't want to, but I'm saying on leap day, it's like, well, might as well do it on leap day because that day is going to disappear. So it's basically we won't even have a memory of it.
Dude, I'm getting really fucking scared. I'm getting really fucking scared looking at this list.
Going, scrolling down and down and down.
Do it again. Try and get me another.
Although, I think I'm in the top half at least, which is amazing. Whoa, that's a lot of cups being thrown.
Did you start from the bottom?
Yeah, I started
That's kind of pessimistic.
I started from the bottom because I figured, I was like, with my fucking luck, I probably am the least fucking best birthday, dude. I'm fucking,
you look up for May 5th?
Idiot. Wait, I'm the 111th.
That's one lucky one. Number.
That's lucky.
Here, Julio will look for the rest. Number. I'll send this to Julio, and Julio will look for the rest of our birthday so we
Julio,
can talk.
7/23 is my birthday.
I'm sending it to you on Twitter.
Leo. Do we have a lion sound effect?
Are you a Leo?
Like a roar?
Why
yeah.
do we have a lion sound effect?
So what are you? What are you? What's
Cancer.
Your... Damn, dude, I'm an Aries, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody tell about the kind of compatibility for thruples between that.
I think that Aries and
up?
Because Aries and Leos are both fire signs, I think they are compatible. And
Cancer's
I think you're
a
water sign.
I don't think that the same thing is compatible. Don't you want to have a team?
I think you want to have a team. Which one is the hacker?
That's got to be Gemini, bro.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's
Gemini.
A hacker name.
That's a
Gemini.
Yeah, Gemini.
Codename Gemini.
Yeah.
Jet Force.
Or Leo Neo, though.
Leo Neo.
Leo Neo, true. Cancer.
Cancer.
You can answer dancer. Questions.
Necromancer.
Or a, what?
Dancer. The cancer dancer.
The cancer dancer. You could be the or you could be the cancer
You would be
dancer.
The cancer dancer. I guess that would be Leo Neo.
Aries is a bird.
Also a hacker name.
Aries is a ram.
Whatever, man.
Aries could also be a hacker name.
Aries, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Cancer is a crab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Leo is a lion.
What is Aries again? Is it
a ram?
Ram.
It's
right.
A ram, dude.
And then Capricorn is a goat?
Goat.
Dude, last night, I went to 30 Rock for undisclosed reasons, dude. to see if the tree was on. The tree wasn't on.
Oh.
I went to go fucking look at the tree. The tree was completely fucking off, man.
Yeah.
The tree was
not
there.
It's not in December yet, is it?
The tree was there, but they hadn't turned the lights on.
Ah,
it's pissing me off in a major way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'd be pissed too.
Did you know that the Christmas tree in Boston is an annual gift from Canada?
No, I didn't.
That's
know that.
From like Halifax or something.
Huh?
Because we helped them in the war. Or
I
something.
Like when countries like each other
and they send us their best Christmas tree every year.
I like when they're sister cities, but there's some fucking bunk ass sister cities.
That's the sister city of Boston. I discovered. My dad
Halifax?
Told me. I think it's Halifax. What? It's one of them.
Do you have a...
The sister city of my hometown was like some fucking spot in Russia I've never heard of.
Yeah.
That's always how it is, man.
I think that's what it was. How come it's never...
But
it's
listen,
never
the
like
fact
someplace
the fact
in
is
Africa.
Hollywood.
Yeah, or that.
That would be sick. If the sister Hollywood city
sister
of Wilmington,
city is,
North Carolina was...
How come it's not like Londonderry, New Hampshire's sister city is like a city in like Zimbabwe?
It should be that all the worst cities get the best sister cities so that they can be mentored.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Their cities can be mentored.
You need a bad.
What is
a good
the sister
and a
city of New York?
Sister
LA.
City. I would
what
think
is
it was,
the sister
it's got to be LA, man.
It's LA, bro.
Yeah, LA is just so similar.
It's probably
huge.
LA, Shanghai,
Hong Kong,
Tokyo, Hong Kong,
probably Tokyo.
Okay,
and
apparently
all those at once.
Apparently,
big
New
family,
York City
big sister,
has
lots of sisters.
Apparently, New York City has a good chunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Wait, they're cheating on each other.
If LA is
New York
the sister city. Of New York, I honestly would have to say it would be the evil stepsister, Cinderella style.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so New York City's sister cities are Athens, Greece, Beijing, China, Budapest, Hungary.
Wait, you were right
as
fuck. It's just all the biggest cities.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Tokyo.
Everyone's like, do you want to be our sister city?
But Brooklyn's got...
Yes, bitch, fine.
Brooklyn's got Anzio, Italy.
Oh.
Besiktas for Turkey. Benny Brock, Israel.
Benny Blanco?
Benny Blanco,
dude,
yeah.
You put your Zen in a weird spot, man. It keeps popping out.
I did. It's
He's
my
new
tooth.
To
Hit
it.
The upper decky, man.
I don't do the upper decker.
Why?
Just because I don't.
That's where it belongs.
My top teeth are.
God gave you a
top
deck
teeth
for a reason,
so
man.
Beautiful.
Your teeth look like shit.
I know.
Pat, you're 1-13.
Huh?
You're 1-13.
1-13.
Wait, you guys are so right next to each other.
Oh, my dude, God. Pound that out.
That's crazy.
We're
111 and 1-13. What's yours, well, Julio?
I couldn't find it.
That's sad.
Yeah, that
sad
is sad.
Fun.
I'm
okay,
sorry
man.
That you can't
the
find
one
it.
Birthday that's not happening.
Guys, this is a big one.
Yeah.
The motherfucking sun.
Literally
the
a big
sun.
One. The biggest one we've done
sun.
So far.
It's not a planet, but it is a star.
The
a
yellow
star.
Sun, no Bart, man. Mm-hmm. Let's get this shit.
I almost did. I was going to just dress up like Bart.
Yeah, that would have been a layup.
That would have been a layup.
The yellow sun.
I went the road less traveled.
All right.
Yeah, the lion, mm-hmm. which doesn't make that much sense.
Makes a lot of sense when you think of astrological signs.
Be prepared to learn and to laugh at too. And now the planet report with Cameron Fetter.
I fully did replace this with the normal one before this, but I guess it didn't take. That's funny.
The Cameron Report Planet Feta.
It's the Star Report today. Today, we're doing The Splendor of the Sun.
Wow.
A Star Report. The nearest star system to the sun is Alpha Centauri. I'd consider Alpha Centauri to be our neighbors, and I'd like to think that the Alpha Centaurians would consider us their neighbors as well. So for this star report, I'd like to take a step outside the Earthling perspective we've been so tied to. That's right. I'll be doing this report from the perspective of one of our neighbors, an Alpha Centaurian.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for this.
Bit of an outside perspective on the sun. So here we go.
We have been trying to contact our neighbor for some time now. Our neighbor seems very interesting, but I am most fascinated by my neighbor's son, the biggest point of interest in my neighbor's area. Here are some facts about my neighbor's son that I have learned from careful research. There is nothing necessarily unique about my neighbor's son, but my neighbor's son is still a star. My other neighbors have sons that are brighter, or up to 100 times larger, or hotter. Some of my neighbors even have two or three sons, but my neighbor's son is very important to the people that live in my neighbor's system. This is because my neighbor's son indirectly provides them with the nutrients necessary for life. My neighbor's son is currently a yellow dwarf. It will soon grow and become a red giant. Then, at the end of its lifespan, it will become a white dwarf. In billions of years, my neighbor's son will explode. My research on my neighbor's son has taught me many interesting facts. For example, the hottest part of my neighbor's son is its core, and it only gets hotter as the years go by. I make sure to do all my observation of my neighbor's son from a long distance so nobody in my neighbor's area realizes I'm there. My neighbors would freak out if they saw me doing experiments on their son. If my neighbor's son were to die, my neighbors would only find out after about 8 minutes. And if my neighbor's son died, my neighbors would surely follow suit. In conclusion, I must say I am fascinated by my neighbor's son. Someday, I would love to get up close and personal and really inspect it. With the technology and advanced science I have, I think I could even do a better job taking care of my neighbor's son than my neighbor could. Too bad I'm not allowed to approach my neighbor's son due to galactic law. That's just how life is in Alpha Centauri.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That was an amazing planet report.
You know, that's interesting. You're talking about neighboring galaxies while we were talking about sister cities.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a sister planet?
Again, the stars aligning.
We do have a sister planet. It's Mars.
We do, yeah.
Man, shut up.
Someone didn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. I pay attention every day.
Somebody's not paying attention.
Can you walk us through your outfit? We didn't even go through yours.
Yeah, I think me and Pat's are kind of pretty clear.
Except for the lion part, I guess.
The lion part is very
and the
clear.
Prison
the
jumpsuit?
Leo is, all and right. It's orange, all right, like
the sun. Let's go, man. You want to know about my shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a shining star. No matter who you are.
Justin Bieber.
Dude, I am a celebrity.
Oh, you're Lady Gaga.
No,
you do look like Lady Gaga.
I'm the Hollywood walk of shame. I call it shame. The Hollywood walk of shame.
You look like Lady Gaga.
I'm Lady Gaga, man. Mm-hmm. The biggest star in the universe.
And you sing, what's that song?
I'm on the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'm never losing my shoes.
Wow.
I'm stuck on the edge of food.
Oh, my God.
Or it's called something.
It's
like
called
that.
I'm on the Edge of Food.
It's a song that I've never seen that movie.
I'm on the
deep end.
Oh, I just realized what movie you're talking about.
A Star Is Born.
Yes.
A Star Is Born. Wow. You're kidding me, dude.
Yes.
This lines up in an amazing way. Incredible.
Everything has been lining up so perfectly. It's crazy.
Okay, walk us through your prison lion outfit.
Okay, well.
It's lining up.
Orange here. orange here to represent the orangeness of the sun.
The sun is yellow.
But then
man.
It goes into this yellow here, which is
you mean
the
hue.
Beginning of the lion's face. And then the outside of it is the lion's mane.
And then pink and red here.
Mm-hmm. But why a lion, though?
I've said it six times.
But Leo the sun?
Leo is the sun sign.
Oh, okay, shit.
Well, brother everyone's doesn't sign know is anything their sun about sign.
Astrology. You
know, back in my day, a sun
I thought
sign
I thought your
said,
sun sign was like, it was like my sun sign's Cancer, his sun sign
well,
is Aries.
Well, my sun sign is in Leo.
Right, but so I don't your think Leo is not sign, a yeah. sun sign.
It is.
It's your sun sign.
You're trying, bro, you tried to pull a,
bro,
you don't know anything
you
about
don't
astrology.
Know anything about astrology.
Actually, he probably definitely knows the most about astrology.
I'm sure
astrology.
He does, but I don't think what you're saying makes any sense. I thought it's fire, water. I thought it was fire, water, earth, and air.
You're thinking of Avatar.
You are thinking of Avatar.
I've never seen Avatar, so I wouldn't know.
You never seen Avatar?
You've seen Avatar, the blue
I saw
one.
The blue Avatar. Yeah. I love that shit,
you never seen that?
I think about that every day when I'm falling asleep. It Avatar honestly gives me fuel for my life.
The Blue Planets?
Avatar 2, the family.
Dang.
That's what it's called?
Going to be my family one day.
Avatar 2, the family?
That's what
it
I call
it. It kind of is the Avatar 2, the family.
I still haven't seen either.
Bro, Avatar 2
You didn't come with
is
us to see Avatar 2?
No.
It was fucking amazing.
So fucking
it.
Good,
it was life-changing.
Avatar 3 coming in 2025, I think. 2025 Christmas.
That shit ain't never coming out.
No, it's coming, man. They're in post-production already.
I think no movies
They filmed it together with 2 and 2. It was already filmed.
You know, it's a movie I learned about. What's Sunshine.
That? Oh, yeah. That one's about the sun.
That's about the sun.
Is it for real?
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine.
I had to stop watching that movie one time.
Why?
Son of Frankenstein.
When he goes when he goes into the apartment and everything's crazy.
I never saw that one.
I had to walk out of the movie theater.
Still haven't seen that one.
Shit was too scary. It reminded me of Mushrooms, man.
Oh, The Shining. Yeah.
Shining's about the sun.
What other sun?
Oh my God! Yeah, that's why it's called the Shining because it's about his sun. Wow!
Yep.
Holy shit!
Yep. Jack Nickel.
Sun.
Oh shit! And sun.
Shelly.
And sun. Bitch.
Sun fucking bitch is in that movie. Sunley Kubrick.
Yep. Wait, and guess what it's about?
Scatman Sunders.
And it's about how they faked going to the moon. Because really, they went to the sun.
Yes. Yeah. That's why they had to fake going to the moon.
That's
incredible. They built a moon set on the sun.
Nobody was going to believe it if they went to the sun. Yeah. So they had to say, we actually went to the moon.
You need the biggest source of natural light. Of course you're going to go to the sun.
Sun Tzu. The art of
stars.
The art of store.
Store.
Star.
Where?
The where
is the sun?
Well, the art of where is the sun, man?
In the sky.
Oh, wait, it's right there. It's always there. Oh, it's not always
there.
The
sun is the first thing you see if you're born outside during the daytime and you're looking up at the sky and you don't notice anything else.
I guess that is the first thing you would see. That's a really good point.
That's incredible.
All right, Cameron, show us your outfit. What do you got, man?
Well, I got the sunglasses for the sun. I was going to put some sunscreen on my face, but I forgot to bring it. I was going to put the sunscreen on my nose kind of vibe.
Larry the Lobster, man.
You can imagine that. I got a yellow shirt for the yellow color of the sun, and it's also it's a shirt for a youth summer camp. And who do you send to a youth summer camp?
Your son.
Your son.
Your daughter.
But my son.
The son is the daughter is the son of the mom.
Daughter is the moon of the sun.
Have you guys ever tried doing...
Never mind.
Have you guys ever tried sunning your butt cheeks and your balls?
Sunning?
No.
The
perineum?
Do not sun my perineum.
I kind of think it might work.
I think that that's supposed to remain dark. I think there's a reason that's where the sun don't shine.
Oh shit! Yeah, where the sun don't shine.
Even back before we invented clothes, the sun was not getting up in there.
No,
very rarely.
They were not. Imagine you see a caveman just doggy style pointing his butt at the sun.
I put a bone in it.
Yeah.
If I saw that shit, I'm pulling up with a bone. Take this bone.
I'm hitting
caveman.
That thing with the club. Get the hell out of here.
That's why they invented loincloths. All the cavemen were doing that. They're like, I'm sick of this, man. I don't want to see this shit.
Cover that shit.
I'm fine with seeing all your hairy chests and man boobs and whatever, but I don't want to see your asshole, man. You're sticking with the sun all the time.
Now I'm fucking horny because I saw this caveman's hairy ass.
Yeah. And the reason they're called loincloths is because they made them out. They used to kill cave lions and make them out of cave lion skin. They couldn't spell back then, so they said loin instead of lion.
And the lion is the animal
smart.
Of the sun.
Yeah. A lion is not the animal of the sun, man.
No, again,
a lion
from Pokemon. Think about that.
There's a sun Pokemon. Lion in Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But the sun, I would say the sun animal.
There's an electric mouse in Pokemon.
It's based on mythology, though.
And it wouldn't be like, oh, a mouse. That's the electric animal.
I can't touch my face.
You can't touch your face.
No, but I do have an itch.
Let me get it.
Okay. Where you want it? Makeup on your finger?
I don't, bro.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, you really don't. This stuff is toxic.
When's the first time you guys ever saw the sun?
First time I ever saw the sun. Yeah, probably. You're
born
when
outside
I was a child.
Looking up.
Probably when I left the hospital, I guess.
I can imagine you being born in a hot tub.
I was looking into the sun for a while.
Yeah.
I wasn't born in the hospital.
I could imagine you being a water birth.
In fucking Mount Auburn Hospital, bro.
Mount Auburn?
Yeah.
Where did it?
That's in Cambridge. You don't know Mount Auburn Hospital?
No.
Fake.
I was born in Brighton.
Everybody knows Mount Auburn, bro.
I was born in St. Elizabeth's in Brighton. Brighton than the sun.
I was born in New Hanover County Medical Center.
Wow. Center.
St. Elizabeth's Hospital.
They put me in
center
of the
solar system.
Holy shit, this is getting crazy. Mm-hmm.
St. Elizabeth's Hospital.
Burn.
Yep.
Sun, hot.
Also, Sunburn. Who was born there? Mike Bloomberg. What does the sun do? Makes those flowers bloom. Oh,
makes the world go round.
Melts icebergs.
And yes, it melts icebergs.
Dude. Mike.
That's why his name is so crazy.
Looks like a mic. Looks like this part of the mic.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever get scared that the sun's just going to go out?
Yeah, but as an Alpha Centaurian informed us, we wouldn't know for 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that doesn't really help me.
That's not very long.
Yeah, that's not so long. I probably couldn't live the rest of my life in 8 minutes.
I'd be able to.
Well, no,
in
8 minutes you wouldn't
crazy.
Know. In 8 minutes you would be like you'd be at your computer. You'd be googling funny movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You'd see it go out, and you'd be like, "Oh my god!" The past 8 minutes,
I could have been doing everything I've ever dreamed.
I spent 8
of.
Minutes on IMDb.
8 minute try not to laugh.
If you
challenge.
Had 8 minutes to live, what are you doing?
First of all, I would sell all my belongings, so I'd be super rich.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the first 30 seconds.
Then I'd buy new, more luxurious belongings with the money.
That's the next 30. Which, wait, the same that, amount of money?
Yeah, well...
Wait, so you're selling everything
Well, here's
you
the get. I sell everything, so that includes all the essentials, mm-hmm. right? And I'm using that money. I don't need... I'm not going to buy another toothbrush, bro. I'm not going to buy
Would you sell
a bed.
Your hair?
I'm not going to sleep again, so I'm not going to buy a bed. True. So all the stuff that I sell, I can buy stuff that I'll use in the next okay. few minutes.
So you've used yeah. like
and
a...
You used and you
one
would sell
what
your,
I, what
you'd
could
also
you use
sell your hair,
minute?
Right?
I wouldn't sell my hair, man.
No. Well,
I'd die with dignity.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shit. Fuck.
Okay. Sorry that maybe two people
they
at this table might want your
they
hair.
They begged for me to donate my hair when I got a haircut in Boston. I was like this.
Damn. You said, fuck that.
Fuck you, bro.
Ever
imagine
tell
you can't take my beautiful
some
hair.
Beautiful, in cancerous woman walking around with your hair.
They have to cut a certain amount of hair off of your head in order to donate it.
Yeah.
So they try and upsell you. They'd be like, oh, you want it this short. You know, if I cut it only 5 inches shorter, you can donate it. I'm like, what the, what? I don't want 5 inches shorter. What are you talking about?
My yeah, high school weird. My high school had the biggest hair donation drive in the state or in the country.
Yeah.
Because the biggest hair, it was the Pantene Locks of Love. It was a pep rally that we always had to fucking go to. If you skipped it, you got in a shit ton of trouble. And we had to watch every single girl in the school cut their hair. And it got so bad that every girl was bullying girls for not cutting their long hair.
That would have been the most incredible experience of all time for a young boy with a developing fetish.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I'll volunteer to sweep up the hair, man.
Every single
girl
in
your school
is cutting
their
hair.
Hair cut yeah. uh-huh. in front of you.
Yep. And, the
you're watching an audience, a crowd. Uh-huh. You're cheering.
There's a teacher whose whole job was pep rallies at the school.
That was his entire job? So he wasn't a teacher at all?
No, he was an English teacher, but it was mostly there because he loved pep rallies, and he loved this Pantene Beautiful Lengths thing so much. And I think that Selena Gomez said, good job, and that was big
Whoa.
News. Big news at the school with Selena Gomez saying, great job cutting off all that damn
yeah,
hair.
She got big news.
She got, yeah. There was news about her recently. She, her face looked weird in a new photo.
That's it not, did?
That's
what
hardly
happened?
News
yeah,
to
that's
me.
That's not much. That's what we consider news nowadays?
That's what is, you know, breaking Selena Gomez is stuns in new photo. That's the news now.
I never donated my hair.
You think
hair.
That she stunned because her face looked weird?
Yeah.
You think she got stunned?
Mean, they say
she
stunned.
Got stunned. She got stunned and then her face got like all that. Fucked up.
Selena Gomez stunk in new photo.
Yeah. Selena Gomez stung in new photo.
It was either Selena Gomez or Demi Lovato. It's one of those fucking...
One of them stunned.
Know.
One yeah. of them stunned and left no crud. Or shit.
All the podcast Twitter account, every... post on there is a picture of Selena Gomez
yeah.
on the newsfeed. Yeah, because I
beautiful.
Because years ago I followed every single Twitter topic, and most of them just were pop stan things.
Oh yeah.
So I always, whenever I switch over to check the notifications, I see just a bunch of pictures of Selena Gomez.
Selena
just
Gomez
on the homepage.
Boob stuns
and
a new photo.
I saw they're leveling up their captions, man. I saw one yesterday that said Selena Gomez looks resplendent.
Whoa!
In
wow!
Selfie. Isn't that crazy?
That is resplendent, you say?
That's got to be an AI,
yeah,
right?
It's crazy.
Yeah. No way that a Stan is saying resplendent.
Resplendent.
Unless it was like a foppish Stan.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Stan, like, from the 1700s.
Yeah. I got made fun of. I got made fun of for using a...
absolutely resplendent in new photo.
I got made fun of for using a word today, man. It didn't hurt my feelings.
What, resplendent?
No, dude. I used a fucking neti pot, right?
Yeah.
I used a neti pot. And guys, I used to use neti pots all the time.
Uh-huh.
I use it this time because I've been sick for like a month now. Use the neti pot this time. No dice, didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, I said, this neti pots used to be the paragon of nasal clarity. And she said,
bro.
She said, what? And I said, yeah.
That's not one word that got you in trouble there.
They used to be the paragon of nasal clarity.
You were sounding like the foppish Stan.
I thought that was a pretty good sentence.
You were sounding like the foppish Stan.
That sounds like your Aesop Rock trying to make something fit.
Paragon of nasal clarity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, I just, you know. I thought that it was a pretty cool thing to say.
And it's not, you shouldn't try to sound cool to your wife.
Yeah, well, how? I got to keep
yeah,
this
you
shit.
Should.
Yeah, you should.
Well,
not in the morning.
Yeah, you should.
Wait,
bro.
You
why?
Don't sound cool to your wife in the morning. You sound cool to your wife like.
Would you
end
disagree
of the day.
That the neti pot used to be known as the paragon of nasal clarity?
You say that at the end of the day. You say that when she comes home from work.
Sup, girl?
Sup, girl? I got to tell you something real quick.
I used the paragon of nasal clarity and it didn't hit like it used to. Straight the fuck up.
Yeah, because she's got to have something to come home to.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You got to, you know, you got to like, you got to tell your wife like, oh, today, guess who I saw? Elmo, Times Square.
She's been mad at me because my friends are in town. My buddies are in town. And I've been going and hanging out with them during the day on her days off. And she'll be like, hey, do you want to go to get some lunch today? And I say, no, bitch, I have to go to the M&M store.
Right.
And I went to the M&M store yesterday.
What M&Ms did you guys get?
Dude, fudge peanut. Brownie,
ooh,
dark chocolate almond.
Please say peanut.
Wait, you got two different ones?
Yeah.
Cheater.
You only
How's
got
that
two?
Cheater? Wait.
Bro, you can get a million types of peanuts there.
I'm talking about
not
the
even
scanner.
Just peanuts.
Oh, the scanner? Oh, I didn't do the scanner because I got the red one time and I'm never doing that shit again.
Okay. Yeah. Julio, what did you scan as?
I think I got the golden one.
Golden?
What the lie. Fuck are you talking Little about? Little kid lie.
That's a golden one, I think.
Golden one?
I think I got
the platinum.
Oh, I think I actually got the golden perfect.
I completely got the golden one.
What do you mean? 100%
true.
Everybody else
I'm looking
got the
it
blue
up.
One.
You mean the yellow one?
Golden.
No. Golden.
There's no golden M&M,
There's
you
no
dickhead.
Golden M&M.
That's
Bro,
bullshit.
You shut up. There's no golden M&M.
You're a bullshitter.
You are bullshitting right now. We have a witness.
No, here. I wasn't actually. I was upstairs trying to find the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Well, you should call who was with you and
I'm looking
try
it up.
To. We need some proof. We need this to be debunked.
There
we need
was,
a Snopes type of thing.
You are not the fucking golden.
You are not the
man.
Golden M&M. I don't yes, believe I that there's a golden M&M.
That's complete Bro. Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't trust you. Mm-hmm.
I do not trust it at
I
all.
I don't trust, man.
It probably was a yellow M&M.
Definitely was yellow.
It was definitely yellow.
Amarillo.
The golden M&M.
Dude, he is not the golden M&M.
That's something I would do if I was trying to get like my little brother to like eat a flavor of Skittle I didn't want. Oh, it's golden,
golden
one. It's like a disgusting banana Skittle or something. Oh my God, you got the golden one. You should have all
looking,
the golden ones.
He is looking
don't
defeated.
Hear about it,
he's looking dejected.
Yeah, he's dejected.
I took a picture of it. My last phone. It's not here.
Take a picture on your last phone.
Your last phone?
It was
what
yesterday.
Are you talking about your last
it's all
phone?
Just lie. It's all fucking lies.
He has a phone
guy.
Every day?
He just lies and lies and lies.
What are you
lies.
Talking about? Bro, listen to yourself. You said I scanned as the golden M&M, but I took a picture of it on my last phone.
You
so
are
I
lying
the
phone. Through your teeth.
What are you talking about?
I'm not lying.
You're lying through your goddamn teeth.
I also went to Margaritaville.
Yeah,
that
I saw
amazing.
That.
That
saw
was
that
fucking
too.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I love Margaritaville, man. I got they gave us a free postcard.
Yeah,
I heard about this.
Yeah, dude, mm-hmm. They
I
took a photo
it.
Of all of us.
That's huge.
It was fucking huge.
They do
man.
That at Dallas Barbecue also.
What's that?
You never been to Dallas Barbecue?
It was in Dallas.
No, it's in New York.
Oh shit, man! I
they had
oh
a,
wait, I went past that place before.
They had a Desus and Mero collab.
What
time.
Happened to these guys? What happened to Desus and Mero?
I don't know.
I think there's a serious gap that we might be able to fill in pop culture now that Desus and Mero are not doing this shit anymore.
Well, yeah, let's talk
Did
to
they break
Dallas
up?
Barbecue.
Are they? Did they get? Did they? Get
I think it? That they beefed and then they split.
They split. Yeah.
Yeah. Which
so
is
we
sad
could,
as fuck.
What they? If each of us tried? One of us each tried to pair up. One of us got was tried to be the new part of the new duo with Desus. The other
and
one
tried
with
Mero.
Mero.
To see who the real
then
star power
we
was.
We parent trap them.
Oh snap!
Yeah.
We do
a Desus and Mero trap.
Desus and Mero trap. Yes.
Oh.
How would we do it, man?
We'd say you guys should.
Well, there'd
together.
Have to be fireworks. Yeah, we'd have to bring them, you know, exactly like the How Parent Trap. There'd have to be fireworks and stuff.
Oh, the Parent Trap would be a really good D&D.
That'd be a great
That's a good idea.
Do you guys think Parent Trap would have worked with your parents?
No, because my parents have been together
forever.
Mine definitely would not have worked. Because what, they went to the same pool?
I mean, it would have to be a trap.
It would have to be a literal spiked saw trap. Where if they didn't marry each other again, they died.
Yeah.
Hello.
And even then,
Parent Trap was more of the parent suggestion.
Yeah. Hardly a trap.
The parent idea.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining the saw trap, Parent Trap, where it's like, hello, you split up and you hurt a little boy's feelings.
Yeah.
30 years
That's
ago.
That's what most of the saw movies are about.
He's 30 years ago. A little boy. A little boy got his heart broken.
That's an old fucking picture, bro.
Yeah, that is
nice
old.
Try. I recognize that one.
But that was me and I was red, dude, and I'm never, ever...
This is actually from yesterday, and Caleb was wearing a mask in the M&M store.
So what? I'm safe. Who gives a fuck? Oh, boo-hoo. I'm really conscious about my safety.
I couldn't find it.
Because it doesn't exist, man.
It exists.
It's not racist to say that you're not the golden M&M.
That's what I said.
Thought he said it's racist?
Yeah, I thought he was calling us racist like he always does.
That's crazy. He doesn't ever call us. He calls you racist a bunch?
He calls a lot of
not
us.
Not me, man.
He's never called me racist once.
You must be doing something racist.
Sorry I showed up in a sombrero. I don't know.
That wouldn't be racist. That would be cool. That'd be a tribute.
Well, I had a shirt on that said, I'm Julio, and I was doing this.
Popping shots.
Yeah. Ay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry.
That's okay. You were being that mouse. Uh-huh. Speedy.
I was Speedy.
It was authentico.
Do you guys want to see? Okay.
Let's do it.
So, you know, I've been doing this art shit for some time now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought that when you showed up with the glasses and the wig, I thought you were being Andy Warhol for a second.
First of all, I didn't show up with either of them. Put them on when I got
here. Yeah, I know, but that's what I thought you were doing.
No, dude.
Andy Warthog, more like.
Guys,
he's ugly as fuck. I don't like him.
Guys?
You know, he used to cut his wig and then would show back up with a longer wig. At the barbershop.
He wore a wig.
He wore a wig.
He
would
was
get his
odd.
Wig cut and then would show back up
strange.
With a longer wig and get that cut to pretend like he grew it.
He used to paint food.
Mm-hmm.
He painted soup.
He would nowadays he would have an incredible job at Amazon painting thumbnails for the food on Whole Foods.
Before
Prime.
I started this art shit, this different chapter of my life where everything has changed for me, I thought Andy Warhol, stupid piece of crap, ruined art, made it all about food. Art used to be about amazing girls, and now it's about fucking bullshit food and flowers and shit. And I hated that shit. But now I have moved to a world where modern art is so fucking amazing to me, and I'm loving performances and concepts
in
a way that... And consent. All my stuff is about consent. If you look at any of my paintings, this is about consent. This is about consent.
Uh-huh.
That's just what I do now.
Yeah.
Right?
What about this one?
That one is definitely about consent.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the little things that count with consent. That's what that means, dude. That's why that little ass painting is
the little one. I see.
Yeah,
I thought you were pointing to member berries. I remember it.
Member consent. This is planet consent, Mars. But here's my modern art for today.
Okay.
Ready? Guys, my modern art is Patrick because he's my sunshine. Give me a smile.
Ooh.
I'm not a modern art fan.
Dude, you don't like modern art?
I think you flopped, bro.
Well,
you
guess what?
You flopped completely?
That's my art for today. Upside down cup. Okay, I don't have a fucking painting, all right? I didn't have a painting because I woke up and I had to move my air conditioner to the fucking basement, all
right? Freestyle a haiku right now.
Freestyle haiku about Patrick being my sunshine?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to redeem
okay.
you.
You
are
it.
My sunshine. My only sunshine, Patrick. You are brilliant.
Well, hold on, wait. Start this one again.
You are brilliant.
Okay,
friend.
Wow.
Oops.
There we go. I can do haikus all day, man. I belong in a different country.
I guess that counts as art.
They should extradite me to Japan because I'm so good at haikus.
Mm.
It's criminal how good I am. I showed their shit up in a crazy way and I'm not even from their country.
How many times have you did a haiku again? You did a haiku recently.
I'm about haikus.
Yeah.
I'm about that shit.
When did you do a haiku last on
the other planet?
I'll do another one right now.
Okay.
Cameron. Whoa. Lovely friend. That's five.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
yellow face. Sun.
I think you're thinking of me again.
Oh, shit. Wait. Yellow shirt. Amazing sun. With a big-ass dick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yep.
That was a good one.
That was a good
one.
So, yeah. So, I promise that for the moon, I'm going to have some installation, which nowadays I'm off of watercolors. I'm off of acrylics. I don't do this charcoal shit anymore. I am an installation artist.
Oh,
what the hell did you just do, Julio?
The dropper.
I'm sorry.
He spilled his phone.
He fell asleep.
He spilled his phone.
You fell asleep on the job?
Better go get your next phone, bro.
You look like a piece of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yeah.
Kind of look like a popcorn.
In what way?
I saw a lady today.
And that you buttery with your steez.
Damn. Buttery smooth. Damn. Do you guys think that you could fucking pick up a girl at the movie theater while the movie's blasting loud as fuck war scene from Saving Private
Ryan? I would pull
Ryan?
The fire alarm and then carry her out.
Yes,
like I'm saving her life.
I would pull the fire alarm, and then I would be walking out, and I'd be flexing my muscles when I was walking out, and I'd be like, if I catch the guy who pulled the fire alarm, ruin this screening of fucking Napoleon, I'm going to rip him limb from limb until he screams for mercy,
and
I'm not going to stop.
And I would stop.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm thinking maybe before that, if this doesn't work, if, you know, I'd pull the fire alarm, do that. If this doesn't work, I'd be sitting in a screening of Napoleon. And then right when the movie starts, go, oh, I thought this was Napoleon Dynamite.
That's what I'm saying.
Trying to make a girl laugh so hard that she comes
home
with
me. That shit would work.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Pedro? Mm-hmm. And the girl with the bracelet? Where's Uncle Rico?
That's what this is what the movie theater would sound like. Right, ready? Hey, Napoleon, give me some of your tots.
Do the applause. Yeah.
And then
we should do that. We should go do Mystery Science 3000.
I guess what you do is you go to Napoleon and you go, damn, this shit's boring. It's so boyish. I wonder what the Barbie is for Napoleon. Like Barbenheimer, if there's doing a Barbolian, what's the Barb part?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd ask
the
girl for advice. What do you want to see? Go see the Barb part of Barbolian? I'd say that.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
I'd walk up. I'd tap
what's
her
up, girl?
Say, can you tell me, do you want to go see what the Barb part of Barbolian is? At
a, like a Regal where they have like the reclining chair. So like you're like tapping her, but you're tapping the chair and she can't tell because it's so soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I would say, let's go see Priscilla.
Oh, it's Priscilla Pullian.
Naprillion.
I creep up behind her, and I'd say, you want to see Priscilla?
Do you want to see Priscilla?
Do you want to go into a different
Priscilla looks romantic AF.
That's what that movie's about, is romance.
It's about romance, and it's about falling in love with a girl.
I'm trying
to think about seeing a girl and falling in love with her.
Why are there so many movies named after girls, man? Priscilla. Yeah.
Barbie.
Mandy. Barbie. Where are the guy names? Sarah Silverman
program.
Saving Sarah Silverman.
Saving Sarah Silverman, which I would save her.
You would save her from Zionism?
No.
Sunshine. Top Sunshine could be a girl's name.
I would save her from her boyfriend, man.
Would you guys marry a girl named Sunshine?
Know. Maybe.
I would marry basically any girl with legs.
I was asking my girlfriend these hypotheticals last night, and it was like hypotheticals with very, very poor caveats.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Would you fuck Peter Dinklage if he was tall?
That's a good caveat. Peter Dinklage is good looking, man.
Just stuff like
and
that.
And the height is not a problem for me.
Yeah.
No, not for me either.
If there's any little people that listen to this shit, your height is completely fine with me.
I don't register most details about any person when I look at them.
I look
right through them and I think about what I'm going to dream about tonight.
Big or tall, nobody matters to me.
No one looks like a
You're
person.
You're all just targets.
I'm either looking down at the sidewalk or I'm looking up at the sky.
Every single person in my vision looks like super hot. My whole world looks like super hot.
And
VR.
I want to shatter you glass style and turn you into millions of bits of pieces.
Oh, yeah. I want to slow-mo, crouch down, throw my gun up in the air, spin around.
Damn, I want to play that game again.
Grab the gun, shoot you, throw the gun back.
Y'all should come over and play VR this week.
Dude, I want to play VR super hot so bad.
Wait, we should do that.
Oh my God.
Have I ever made you play my fishing game?
No.
That I used to be addicted to. I used to be addicted to fishing in Korea.
Really?
Yeah, there's a game.
That's amazing.
There's a Korean game, or at least it takes place in Korea, where they put you, it's a VR game, they put you in real Korean fishing spots, and you can watch YouTube while you catch fish.
Wow.
And so I would put on videos of guys playing blackjack, and I would play fishing until 4 in the morning every night.
I've been seeing there's like people who are using, I think it's the new Quest, and it like has like a camera so you can like do your dishes and watch YouTube at the same time. That would change my life.
You can't, you've never done
you
that?
Can't watch YouTube
watching
and
it,
watch
watching
dishes?
It on the headset.
What do you mean?
Why not? So everywhere I look, it's not a
dish
anymore.
Where are you looking while you're washing dishes, bro?
I'm looking
you're
down at the dishes.
You're going like this.
But everywhere I look, the video is
the sink,
still there.
Man.
No,
they
it's
should
different.
Do
it's
it
a different
where
vibe completely.
They should do.
You're taking a, picking up a plate and turning around to scrub it? What are you doing?
Well, I'm turning to the rack.
Nah,
to
bro.
Put it on the rack.
They should do augmented reality games for chores. That shit would make me get it done way faster. Uh-huh. On fucking.
You have
on,
to kill the aliens that are in your bed
on
by
the,
making it.
No, please don't make the bed. Please, no. Get back in there.
That's what I do. I would have like a COD zombies. It would be like Nazis in my house. And they'd be like, we are putting dust on his bookshelf.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here, you damn Nazi zombies.
You Nazi fucks.
Who love dust? Stop.
He puts crumbs all over the microwave.
That's what the game would be called, Dusty Zombies.
Yeah.
I'd do so that, good. Man. You do the
dude,
dishes.
It makes your vacuum cleaner shoot like bullets, like
a
minigun.
Oh, my God.
So you're like...
Dude, cat detected.
Ron Jeremy put jizz all over your dishes, and you got to clean that shit off.
That's good too.
Yeah,
that I want that. Can't be him.
Why?
Can't be Ron Jeremy's jizz dishes challenge.
I want
villain.
Ron Jeremy's jizz on my dishes way less than anybody else's jizz.
Probably the worst jizz on earth.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Well, you
jizz
want jizz
on earth,
that you want. On
yeah, but
plates?
Then you gotta give him money to for his likeness. Do you need, if you're, can you use a prisoner's likeness?
Well, no, we'll
at
just,
free will.
No, John we just gotta do a, like, John kind of a knockoff, and it'll be, Jeremy Ron.
Yeah, exactly. Jeremy this guy's Ron's. Got two, the easiest name switch of all time, man.
Jizz washer.
Or we could just say,
Jeremy Ron's jizz washer.
It could be like
challenge.
An unnamed man's cum who, you know,
I really do like
the
idea that it's that it's like a, like Wolfenstein's future Nazis that just
that
want,
they're making your house dirty.
Whatever it is, they're just dirtying your house and trying to get you to.
Or like just a one really annoying guy who's like, I bet you can't vacuum the floors.
I'll show you, you fucking stupid bitch.
I bet you can't clean the toilet today.
Suck my balls.
That's make me do it. One really, like,
put my brother
in
there.
I have a permanent implanted chip in my brain where I see this guy every day of my life permanently. The first thing I see when I wake up is him be like, I bet you can't go to the grocery store today.
I'll fucking show you.
Like, fuck you.
Fuck you,
you
David.
Asshole, David.
Look at you sitting on the couch instead of going to the grocery store.
Yeah. How'd you shut it off, though?
You don't, man.
David, halt.
David, you don't shut it off.
You have no,
if you can
no
shut it off, you're
it
never
off.
Doing your chores, man. It has to be.
And then your girlfriend,
when you wake up,
has to be roasting you, too.
And your girlfriend gets back.
You're so bad at sex.
Yeah. Having it on while you fuck.
Try harder.
That wouldn't make me come. Shut up, David. David, shut up.
Who are you talking to?
She doesn't know who you're talking to, but you have the headset on.
You have the headset. You're talking to David.
I think that this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I think that the thing is about. Everybody complains in, like, the big problem in Korea and Japan is that people play video games way too often, especially Korea. People play video games for, like, 24 hours straight. So we need to turn life into a video game.
My life is like
my
life
is like
a
video game.
My video game is like my life.
You got to try hard to beat the stage.
Trying hard to beat my wife. Not like beat, but like beat like a boss. Beat, like in a boss sense.
Yeah, like she's like,
trying hard to clean my knife.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
When washing. I am doing the dishes.
Nazis got the dust all over this.
Mm-hmm.
Ding.
Trying hard to beat the girl. Like in a boss. Like in a boss.
Everything
you're resorting
beating.
To
it's
beating,
all
beating
well,
women.
It's about it's what the song is about. Video games. You're, beating stuff.
You're turning the song into a beating women song.
It's
instead
not about,
of it being
well,
about
yeah,
video
it is
games.
About beating women, but about like in the terms of like Bowser.
What's
if I say I'm going to go home and beat Bowser, people don't freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not like, bro, you can't beat Bowser.
Is
fuck police, Bowser.
Is Bowser's just an animal.
Your wife's name is like, Bowser?
No, man. Bowser's a big lizard. Okay. A turtle, I mean.
He's a turtle.
He's a some. He I think
he's
some
a dragon.
Combination.
Yeah,
he's
a dragon
Koopa.
Turtle.
He's a dragon slash turtle.
He's a, he's a dragon turtle.
He's a larger
that is
Koopa.
That is his species.
And what's a Koopa?
A turtle.
Type of Koopa.
Koopa's not a type of Koopa.
That doesn't make any sense, bro. Golden M&M.
You're a poopa, bro.
Take a break, Golden M&M.
Why don't we take a musical break?
Time Golden M&M out.
Wait. Why don't we take a musical break?
What do you mean?
With a new song from OJ the Alien.
OJ the Alien.
Damn, I can't wait to hear what OJ cooked up for the sun.
Did OJ pop off this week or what?
I think OJ
man?
Might have popped off with...
Wait, first of all, this album cover
is crazy.
Is fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He looks so happy. Where is he?
The mall.
The mall?
Uh-huh. And the song is called OJ the Alien, Sunshine of the Mall.
In the sunshine of the mall.
Now that I'm thinking about it, that would have been such a good sample flip. But
let's hear it, guys.
Shit, y'all. It's OJ the Alien. And I just want a goddamn court case, y'all. I'm going to the mall with Dr. Dazzle. We're about to go on a male shopping spree.
OJ the Alien.
Me and Dazzle are going to the mall. Gonna get shoes and basketballs. We're gonna play hoops with the sun. Oh my god, it's lots of fun. I go to the mall in Beaverton. Bought everything, but I'm not done. Gonna go to Best Buy, look at all the Blu-rays. Season 2 of Happy Days. Couldn't make that show nowadays. Most of the cast has passed away. It's gonna buy some chips, barbecue Lays. Oh my god, this mall's a maze. Gonna buy my shoes at Journeys. Rest in peace to Billy Mays.
I love the beat.
Mays, number one TV commercial guy of all time. Oh, Dr. Dazzle, it's your turn. Kick it.
Me and Hosha will inevitable the luxurious G6. I make a beeline for Victoria's Secret. They told me I was banned, but I'm sure they didn't mean it. I got the Groucho Marx glasses on and a green wig, yeah. And I'm dressed like I'm on safari. Sun is a yellow dwarf like the stars of Alpha Centauri. Finished looking at the mannequins and now it's down to business. I'm a big game hunter with a trophy wife on my wish list. On the hunt like Thug, out to blast that rascally rabbit. 12 gauge in my khaki jacket. I'm gonna back me a package. Taxidermy her body.
What?
Put it up in my drafty attic. Addicted to smoking women. I know it's a nasty habit. Talk to Dazzle.
I guess Dr. Dazzle went horrorcore
this week. Yeah. Kind of a weird song to do the horrorcore angle on.
Wait, B-Lack over at the Orange Julius
what?
The food court?
Wait, B-Lack's back.
B-Lack, hop on this track. Woo! OJ Dazzle, B-Lack 2, shopping spree and then some food. Spencer's gifts and Journey's shoes. Three big cards I got for you. Woo! Ready to buy anything. Woo! JCPenney wedding ring. Woo! Sampling a chicken thing. So much fun our day will bring. Always tempting me, changing room where friends can see different flavors underwear. Wow, his thing has zero hair. Wait, that was an epic fail. Sneak a peek, go to jail. Prison is where I belong, hanging out all summer long.
Wow.
That's right, y'all. I spent all the money that the court paid me on a shopping spree with my male friends. This is the best day of my life. I don't ever gotta look at my dumbass kid again.
OJ as a kid?
Fuck you, Venus.
With Venus.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Peace.
Damn. Wow. Wait, that was a posse cut of the summer, man.
That was
that
incredible.
That might be a summertime classic.
That was a summer hit.
That was a summer hit.
You're about
made
to hear
in November.
That.
Yeah.
Nathan, you're about to hear that on TikTok.
I liked how it had to do with the sun.
We
had
need
to, do
to get
with the
these
sun and
OJ
the mall.
Songs yeah. to pop on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think
this
that
one
they,
is the one that's going to.
I think
pop
that
on
this
TikTok.
Has a serious potential for a TikTok
I think
sound.
We
got to
speed
it
up. I think we got to speed it up so it's a little bit faster.
The voices
would
be way too high, man.
Type.
They already have high voices.
I don't no, think you can just the, do change tempo on Audacity.
Yeah.
It doesn't
all
change
three
the
of
pitch.
Them have very high voices.
You could change the tempo.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm.
And just make it go. And then the thing could be like when I'm talking to a mouse.
When I'm talking to a mouse at the club.
Or when a mouse is talking to me.
Mouse core. On TikTok, they would say like mouse core.
Mouse
exactly.
core.
It wouldn't be like when I'm talking to a mouse, it would be like mouse core.
They would call it mall core though, too.
This
mouse
mall
core
X mouse core.
This core crap they got going on these fucking apps is driving me out of my mind.
Yep.
I know, I can't stand it, bro.
They got
I can't
this one
stand it either.
They got this one with the Blade Runner guys.
Yeah.
Or the guy
What's
from Blade
that,
Runner.
Robot core?
It's called Corey Core.
Core core.
It's called
core
what?
Core.
Yeah.
And it's basically what if you had a thought about how sad your life was.
Mm-hmm. What if life was truly banal?
Wait, what? Dude, what are you talking
dude,
about?
Basically, life is... Dude, you wouldn't get it because life is nothing, man.
Uh-huh. Just about the banality of life.
Core? Core?
Uh-huh.
Core?
Core? Core.
Leo, pull up core
pull up
best of.
Core video.
I don't want to see a core
no,
video.
You want to see this
no,
shit.
No, I don't,
you
man.
Do, man.
This
trust
is what
my
Gen
ass.
Z is doing. Gen Z is now called the Doomer Generation.
Please do no.
Because of this.
Not
stuff.
The Doomer generation.
They're
no,
pretty
dude.
Much the Doomer generation.
I choose
of,
life.
And it's about men's mental health.
I choose fucking life, man. I don't want this shit.
I'm so interested in analyzing Gen Z's psychology.
Just, wait, no, just Google. Why are you going to TikTok to find
core
it?
Core.
Google Core.
Oh, what the
hell? This is what came up.
And we want a YouTube video, bro.
Yeah, we should probably just look up a YouTube clip of Corcor, but...
There's not. It's not the same thing. TikTok and YouTube are different, bro.
It's video.
It's not, but it's so fucking
the best Corcor experience.
It's... Whoa, dude.
Okay, this is TD Bank Core, I guess.
So, Parker.
Wait, that's a great-ass song.
And when we'd run into each other,
we'd laugh. Why is it Jimmy Fallon? Wow. But he's crying. That's why, man.
Laugh at all the good things that have happened since.
Corcor is about touching each other in front of Jimmy Fallon.
But then I get to the end of my life.
Bro, wait, why is it? This is Corcor, Jimmy Fallon, and Theo Vaughn?
I guess. I thought it was like Blade Runner.
The only thing I won was being alone.
Wow.
And kind of lo-fi Tommy Shelby music.
Is that Tommy Shelby?
Tommy Shelby vibes.
Connected to others, you know.
I'm tearing up a little bit. This is already so sad.
And not only did I miss out, could I miss out on caring about people?
No. Theo, please,
but I missed out on feeling probably a lot of the love that people had for me.
Bro, Pagliacci vibes. The sad clown.
Wait, who's that, though?
Who's this? Ooh. Is this from olden times, this core?
It's from an underwear commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, a helicopter's landing. I really feel like we
don't... Why is it all comedian?
Because the sad clown aspect...
Okay, we don't need to be watching this.
Yeah,
man.
I don't need to watch anymore.
Wait, we should just make...
I think
wait,
I fully understand.
They all comedians.
Let's go down the line. Let's make some Corcor right now.
Yeah, we need to cut between us.
Look up Corcor background music.
Yeah, we need a Corcor background song. This is about to be... This is going to pop in a fucking crazy way.
You know what it is? That song by Duster.
Yeah.
Stratosphere or whatever.
Yeah, Duster Stratosphere is good. Or like a fucking Giles Corey song or something.
Yeah.
Wait, this is about to go crazy.
I guess the album.
All right, Patrick.
Don't pick this one. It's what is that one? Scroll down, because this is the full album. You can just go to the timestamps. No, go up.
Just play this.
Yeah, okay, this is good.
You Look Lonely, I Can Fix That, 1 hour loop. You Look Lonely. Okay. I Can Fix That. So then it's like slow fade in on me, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it feels like in the modern era, we're so disconnected from all the different connections that we could have. And also it feels like the food at restaurants isn't as good as it used to be, and the music has gotten louder. Look up the sound wars. Okay, now cut to one of these. Cameron?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to Pat.
Okay.
The sandwich I ate the other day gave me indigestion so bad that my whole chest felt like it was jumping out of my chest. I feel like I can't even eat turkey ham anymore without the nitrates going into my system and just totally bubbling me. I feel like I got bubbles in my stomach and chest almost every day I wake up. Walking to the train station, I feel this glug, 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 glug. I shouldn't eat that turkey or that ham, man, or the turkey ham. This stuff is destroying our men. And our women.
I've
mostly
developed.
Men. Men usually eat more cold cuts than women.
On average. On average, okay. I've developed an adult gluten allergy. I never thought it would happen to me. But here I am, close to 27 years old, and the only bread that I can eat is sourdough. Sourdough is good for breakfast, and it's good for sandwiches. But I can't eat Hawaiian rolls anymore.
Just the other
one of my favorite savory breads.
Just the other day, man, I was cleaning out my humidifier. It had a heavy mineral scaling. Mineral scales were collecting onto the humidifier's heating element. I soaked it in a solution of vinegar and water for about 15 to 20 minutes, and I started to scrub it with a soft brush so as not to damage the element. And I was rinsing the brush under the sink so it wouldn't just have vinegar residue and minerals in it. I flicked back the bristle. The vinegar shot straight into my eye.
And you know, when you think,
when you think
about how men are treated in society nowadays, every single the way that women make us feel is like we always have to act like Howie Mandel. We always got to be thinking about putting a rubber glove on our heads and doing Bobby's World impressions and talking like Gizmo. But I don't know if I can be Howie Mandel every day. I don't know if I can make a deal or no deal. I don't know if I can be the host of America's Got Talent like that. I don't know if I could have a podcast where I talk to celebrities like David Spade and ask them about stuff that happened 20 years ago.
Man, Hollywood has failed us. Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nugget will not be showing in theaters. Straight to streaming. Netflix lose out on billions of dollars of box office. Can't watch Netflix. Girlfriend's grandma watches it every day. Locks us out of the account.
No.
I feel like, what's life worth living if I can't watch The Crown? The Great. Killer.
And I'd be sitting in my room just thinking to myself, the way that society right now is treating these Marvel movies is terrible. They tried to set up a new, entirely new franchise type thing with Kang and Paul Rudd as the Ant-Man, and it's like nobody even wants to watch it anymore. It's like nobody even is, everyone is just confused, but there's hours of lore that you can look into.
Thor Ragnarok, thought that was the funniest fucking movie I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yesterday I spent about an hour and a half downloading every Fantastic Four comic ever published to my hard drive, about 40 gigabytes.
Holy crap.
Go to copy it onto my iPad. Select all the files. Drag them into the iPad on the Finder interface. What do I see? No progress bar. Impossible to tell how long it's going to take. If the copying is stalled, ended up having to use AirDrop. Airdropped 40 gigabytes of PDFs.
No.
Took me quite a long time.
Made me pretty AirDrop, sad. What is it? Is it Bluetooth? Is it Wi-Fi? I never learned.
It's something completely different. It doesn't compress files at all or affect their quality, so it's actually ideal when transferring files from a Mac to an iPad.
And these women nowadays, they want you to do all these kind of new type of sexual things like eating the butt from the back. They want you to put you there.
Let me eat it from the front.
Let me eat the butt from the front.
Let me eat it from the front.
Let me eat the butt from the front.
I don't like the back.
All these girls want you to do doggy style nowadays instead of just normal missionary.
Instead of normal missionary.
Girl, I want to look into your eyes. I want to look at you. I want to have a real connection. The doggy style, also your butt cheeks are too big and the cushion is really whittling down my length. I'm going to be completely honest.
Nowadays, women would rather start up OnlyFans than go with a guy to the costume store and try on different costumes and have a kind of makeover montage.
What happened to montages, man?
What happened to montages? Men don't get makeover montages anymore.
You used to be able to. Now they make these flushable wipes. I use them. 40,000 probably wipes over the course of a couple months. I use about 10 wipes per butt cheek every single time I take a shit. Get a call from my landlord. Your bubbling, disgusting crap is coming out of my sink downstairs. Have you been using wipes? I say, yeah, they're flushable. He says,
that's an oxymoron.
There's no such thing as flushable wipes. I said, what about dude wipes? He said, dude wipes, not even flushable, man.
We have fully extincted the spotted lantern fly.
Mm-hmm.
Why? We sit around, we tell each other, you know, you see a spotted lantern fly, you stomp it. They're gone, man. They're not coming back. And it's our fault.
With the stress that men have nowadays, it's like jizz is depleting. It's like men don't even have enough. There's stress that men are going through. It's like they can't even develop jizz. Nowadays, men don't even produce a liter of jizz. Nowadays, men only produce a tablespoon of jizz.
When they do develop it, it's spongy and yellow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because they're depleting because of our zinc. Because zinc is depleting from the
American diet.
Society laughs and jeers at men nowadays who are the golden M&M.
Mm-hmm.
It's not accepted to be a golden M&M anymore.
Nowadays, your boss shows up to work dressed up like Slowpoke Rodriguez and says, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. You look like Slowpoke Rodriguez. You look and act like Slowpoke Rodriguez.
They haven't yet invented a haircut that can make your hair longer.
Wait, that was actually... Why did that put me in the worst mood I've ever been in my life? Why did that make me feel so fucking awful, man? Wait, life is over. I don't want to fucking die. Uh-uh. God, no!
What was that, like 8 minutes that we just did of that? That's how I would feel if the sun exploded.
I could do a full episode of that.
That really felt kind of crazy. Uh-huh. Being in that zone.
We were on some magic.
I was trying to think of what is even... The thing is, my life's amazing. Yeah. I want to be real. And I don't believe any of that shit. So when I am... In that zone, it's some
okay,
kind
wait.
Of...
So we got to do something sun theme. Search happy music 1 hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, Suncore.
Happy Core. Suncore. Sunshine Core. That's, you heard of Core. Now there's Sunshine
Core. Now we're
going to
do the opposite.
Talk about what's so lovely.
What's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Search just happy music search background. Walking Nothing on is gonna sunshine come up instrumental. For sunshine. We're creating sunshine.
Walking
core.
On sunshine instrumental.
Happiest song ever.
What?
No, that's this too, isn't happy. This is do, like, yeah, do walking on Christmas. Sunshine instrumental.
Walking on sunshine instrumental will be good because imagine just saying amazing things over this.
Yeah, this is what life is really like. We just did what people, what the doomer generation thinks life is like.
Now time for the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this morning I jumped up out of bed. I didn't brush my teeth until later because I didn't want to brush them before breakfast, and my breakfast tasted amazing.
You guys, men have been jizz and men has been depleting. Nowadays,
no,
men
increasing.
Let's do happy
increasing.
Stuff.
Well, yeah, but what if that's a
my
good
my birthday's
thing?
Number one next year.
My birthday's 111.
Ooh, my birthday is 113. On the luckiness scale.
My friend is in town from Mexico, and I love him even though he lied.
Nowadays, you can be a golden M&M. They show you the golden
it's
M&M,
true.
M&M store.
It's a true thing.
My favorite restaurant closed for renovations. And guys, 2 days ago, they reopened.
I finished my fruits and vegetables puzzle the other day, and I left the last piece for my girlfriend, and I got to see the happiness on her face as she put it in.
Wow. I got a new soap for the shower, and guess what it smells like? It smells like apple matcha. Actually, I've been using my girlfriend's soap in the shower.
I washed the sheets that Julio slept on, and now they don't smell.
My dog had fleas, and then we gave him medicine.
Wow.
I took medicine the other day, allergy medicine, and it helped.
My cat has been doing a new thing where he does a wall run. I pull the string on the wall, and then he runs on the wall after the string.
I can fly.
The graphics on video games gets better every year.
The electrician that's sad. The electrician that's working on my apartment currently, his dad almost passed away from COVID.
There will be no more war in the United States.
The war's over!
Yay! The McRib is back at McDonald's this month.
I got to see my favorite color. When I looked at my closet.
Today, I dressed up like a lion.
Rawr. Last night, I had sushi.
Me too, but a different sushi. It was worse, but I still liked it.
What? I had clam chowder for dinner last night. And my girlfriend got it for me from her work. And I looked at the ingredients for it, and the clam chowder actually had coconut milk in it, and that made me upset. But the fact that my girlfriend got me clam chowder was awesome!
This year, my mom told me for Christmas, she's going to buy me alcohol.
Whoa! I tried a new drink last night. It's water with ice.
Last night, I ordered a cocktail at a bar, and it came with a rim made of chocolate.
My toilet rim ain't stained.
I did all my chores in the house.
Me too.
And every single one of my chores is pretty easy.
I'm considering buying a new air fryer.
I got 500 likes. I'm just kidding,
whoa!
I didn't.
That would be amazing.
I'm imagining 500 likes on Cameron's picture.
Me too. Oh yeah, go Cameron. Nice post, Cam.
My teeth haven't fallen out yet.
Never will.
The IRS sent me a letter. And I ignored it.
I also ignored a letter from the IRS and a letter from Con Ed.
It's Cyber Monday today, y'all.
Whee! The deals are abound.
My student loans are destroying me.
No, they're not.
Me too.
Until they review my plan, my plan that I applied for.
What's your plan?
My income-based repayment plan.
I'm letting a lot of things go to collections.
Yep.
Yippee!
I have no medical problems I'm aware of at the moment.
But that could change.
My mom played out is scary.
Wait,
on that
yeah,
one.
play it again.
No, I think no.
My mom said I might have a rare heart condition.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
I don't remember.
She said you love too much.
Yeah. You have a rare heart condition. It says here on your chart. I've been looking over the test results. It says you love too hard.
So the both of those are going to go viral on TikTok. Everyone, uh-huh. Basically everyone who listened or watched that, everybody take a turn and split up each one of our things into a different video.
Yeah.
Everyone just take one and post it on your own account. Man, so it looks like it's coming from everywhere.
So it looks like a core compilation.
Yep.
Core. And what are we going to call the nice one?
Sunshine core.
Well,
core.
Sun core.
More
sun
core.
Sun core is good.
Sunshine core. Neighbor's sun core.
What's the opposite of a core?
The outer,
the crust,
the mantle.
Core. Mantle core.
Mantle core.
Crust core.
Oh, manticore. That's a mythical creature.
There we go. We'll do that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, come see us on December 10th at the Bell House with Girl God.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're going to be
Joe Pera and some other people that I don't remember right now.
I'm in my Joe Pera.
Nice.
Cool. The next premium episode will be the moon. It will be the last episode of the 5 weeks of planets.
And I don't want it to end.
If you're not signed up for the premium stuff, you're missing out on a lot of stuff. You missed out on Stinksgiving this year if you didn't sign up for the premium.
You missed out on our Thanksgiving play.
It is not getting unlocked, bro.
There's a Thanksgiving play in the shareholders tier, the executive producers tier.
And we might be doing some more plays.
We might do another original play for Christmas.
I think that does Julio, everyone wished Julio a safe flight, that nothing happens.
And I'm gone. I'm home. Find me in Mexico.
Wait, that was amazing.
Wow.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This is the story of Neptune, a planet report by Cameron Fetter. Once upon a time, 30 astronomical units away from the sun, there was a blue and icy planet named Neptune. One orbit, Neptune woke up and felt depressed. "What makes me special?" asked Neptune. "I feel so average."
"Don't worry, Neptune," said the sun. "You're very special. For example, you're an ice giant. Your distance from me means that you're dark and cold, covered by frozen, icy materials."
"Big whoop," replied Neptune. "That doesn't make me unique. Uranus is an ice giant as well."
"Well, maybe your surface doesn't matter. It's what you're like on the inside that counts. You have a rocky core," the sun said.
"Yeah, right. So does Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Uranus, and probably Jupiter and Saturn, too. I knew I wasn't special. You're just making me feel worse. I think I'm going to kill myself."
"No."
And Neptune opened its desk drawer with its hand, where it kept its revolver, and used its hand to put the gun to its atmosphere.
"No.
I'm done doing this with you," screamed the sun in anguish. "It seems like every rotation you threaten to kill yourself. You think you have it bad? Look at Pluto. The poor guy isn't even a planet anymore."
"Even my suffering isn't unique," sighed Neptune. "I think I get it now. I was so concerned with being special, but what's actually special is that I'm so similar to everyone else in my solar system. It's about togetherness and family."
"That's right," said the sun. "I'm glad you came around." Coming around the sun.
Yeah.
Coming around me, I mean.
The me.
Let's eat.
And the planets all started in on their Thanksgiving dinner. Moral. The moral of the story.
Okay.
There is nothing interesting about Neptune.